This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday Armenians living in Azerbaijan are welcome home. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron says it's very likely ethnic Armenians will flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh.
A mass exodus could change the delicate balance of power in the South Caucasus region, a patchwork of ethnicities crisscrossed with oil and gas pipelines, where Russia, the United States, Turkey and Iran are jostling for influence. An advisor to the leader of the Karabakh Armenians told Reuters earlier on Sunday that the population would leave because they feel unsafe under Azerbaijani rule. Russia had acted as a guarantor for a peace deal that ended a 44-day war in Karabakh 3 years ago, and many Armenians blame Moscow for failing to protect the region. Indeed, Pashinyan blamed Russia publicly on Sunday for failing to do enough for Armenia, which he said would review its alliance with Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday said France is imminently to withdraw its ambassador from Niger, followed by the French military contingent in the next months, in the wake of a coup in the West African country that ousted the pro-Paris president. Macron's announcement appeared to have ended 2 months of French defiance over the coup, which had seen Paris keep its ambassador in place in Niamey despite him, beside being ordered by coup leaders to go. Tens of thousands of Spaniards protested in Madrid on Sunday against possible plans by acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to grant amnesty to Catalan separatists to keep himself in office after an election he failed to win. Authorities estimated the size of the crowd at 40,000. This is VOA News. Kosovo's prime minister says 4 people were killed, including a police officer, and another was wounded in the attack. He claims was supported by neighboring Serbia. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Prime Minister Albin Kurti says masked professionals armed with heavy weapons opened fire on a police patrol north of the capital Pristina in the early hours of the morning. Kosovo police say 2 trucks without license plates blocked a bridge at the entrance to a village. 3 police units were sent to unblock it, but came under fire from different positions with various weapons, including hand grenades and bombs. Police managed to push back the attack and take 2 injured officers to hospital. One of them was dead on arrival, but the condition of the other is not life-threatening. Kosovo police say one of the attackers was killed. The attack comes as tensions increase between the 2 former war foes at a delicate moment in EU-facilitated efforts to normalize ties. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The governor of southern Ukraine's Kherson region says Russian airstrikes have killed 2 people and wounded 8 others. He says Russian forces struck on Sunday as Russia's war in Ukraine entered its 20th month. The communities hit are located in the Ukrainian-controlled part of the Kherson region, where the Dnieper River has marked a battle line since Russian troops withdrew across it in November 2022. A space capsule carrying NASA's first asteroid samples has landed in the U.S. state of Utah desert. VOA Scott Walterman says it took 7 years to get the asteroid there and back.
Scientists expect to get at least a cup of rubble from the asteroid Bennu. The pebbles and dust delivered Sunday represent the biggest haul from beyond the moon. Preserved building blocks from the dawn of our solar system 4.5 billion years ago. The samples will help scientists better understand how Earth and life itself formed. OSIRIS-REx, that's the mothership, is already targeting another asteroid. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
A group of about 5,000 mostly Venezuelan migrants hoping to make it to the U.S. spent 3 days in a Mexican town waiting for a train that many in the group worried would never come. The train finally came Saturday. It was the group's ticket north to Mexico's border with the United States. Thousands of other migrants were stranded last week after Mexico's biggest railroad said it halted 60 freight trains. The company Ferromex says that so many migrants were hitching rides on the trains that it became unsafe to move the trains. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.